USA Radio News.
Sears plans to close another 142 unprofitable stores as part of its Chapter 11 bankruptcy, on top of the 46 store closings that were announced earlier this year. Liquidation sales are expected to begin at many stores. President Trump was asked about Sears.
And it's very sad what happened. Very, very sad. When you look at that whole filing that they did last night, to me it's very sad. Somebody that is of my generation, Roebuck was a big deal. So it's very sad to see.
A new migrant caravan of more than 1,600 people is moving north from Honduras, heading towards Guatemala with the ultimate goal of reaching the U.S.-Mexico border. The group started at around 160 people, but has continued to expand as news of the caravan has spread. One of the caravan's organizers said that many of the participants are largely seeking to escape rampant poverty and violence in Honduras. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Open enrollment for Medicare has begun. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with the details.
You have until midnight December 7th to make changes to your Medicare health or prescription drug plan, and a Medicare spokeswoman says they've made the website easier than ever to understand, and they've added a new cost calculator to that Medicare website that Seema Verma says should help people figure out whether they should be
participating in Medicare Advantage or staying in traditional Medicare.
Besides a variety of new plans, there are also new supplemental benefits that will help people stay in their homes longer through in-home care. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Currently, the President and First Lady are visiting parts of Georgia and Florida to see firsthand damage sustained by Hurricane Michael, which has left at least 19 people dead and many unaccounted for. A federal court trial began today in Boston, where Harvard University is being sued as people are alleging they discriminate against Asian Americans. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Seemingly political discord continues to grow every day on Capitol Hill. Senator Ben Sasse has a book coming out Tuesday titled Them, Why We Hate Each Other and How to Heal. He joined CBS This Morning to talk about why politics doesn't always have to be the first thing people bring up.
There's a whole bunch of people who, instead of seeing the Senate as a place that you go to from the community where your identity is rooted, where your friends are, where you're raising kids next to neighbors who may differ with you on politics, but increasingly we're segregating our neighborhoods so you don't actually live next to people who disagree with you on politics.
Next, Senator Sasse was asked where he believes all this incivility is going to take us.
I think we're headed toward a deeper, darker tribal place for a time. The question is how we, I named this book Them, because we act like political differences are sort of core anti-identities for people. Until you have things that you're for first, you're not going to be able to figure out what we're trying to do together in politics. Politics, again, I think politics are important, but they're not the first thing. They're certainly not the only thing. And I think right now our politics are suffering because a lot of people are looking to find grand meaning.
If you watched Sunday Night Football last night between the Kansas City Chiefs and New England Patriots, you may have noticed Kansas City wide receiver Tyreek Hill getting doused with a beer after scoring a touchdown. Well, on Monday, the New England Patriots released a statement saying Gillette Stadium security has identified the fan who violated the fan code of conduct by tossing a beer onto the player, and that fan has been disinvited from all future events at Gillette Stadium. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.